You're listening to SBS News.
Thousands of people have fled their homes on the Greek island of Evia as wildfires burned uncontrolled for a sixth day. Ferries are on standby for more evacuations after already taking many to safety by sea. Fires that have threatened northern suburbs of Athens in recent days have eased, but the blaze on Evia, a large island east of the capital, quickly burgeoned into several fronts. It stripped through thousands of hectares of pristine forest across its northern part and forced the evacuation of dozens of villages. Across Greece, forest land has burned and dozens of homes and businesses have been destroyed. Vasilikia boarded a rescue ferry at the village of Sarapuli and lamented the loss of her home.
Angry, I feel angry. I lost my home. I lost my home. I lost my place, my birthday place. Nothing will be the same the next day. I am very angry. Most people here are very angry. The disaster, you can see it, right?
She says the damage is widespread.
It's huge. Our villages are destroyed. There is nothing left from our homes, our properties, nothing. And we were all alone. 3 days now, we're all alone. Nobody helped. No one. People need help. Need help. They lost their homes. They lost their jobs. They need help. The government has huge responsibilities. All the governments.
Mina, who is from Evia and pregnant, says her family has lost everything and feels abandoned.
It's so terrible what we can feel. We are afraid. We feel lost. We feel abandoned. We feel alone. All of these days we have fires here. We decide because we got afraid. We live very close here, but we got afraid because this fire starts to go up. And you know, in my condition, pregnant woman with small child, okay, I didn't feel safe at home. At least here I'm around with other people, neighbors, my family. So what happened to them? It could happen to me.
She says what has happened has been unbelievable.
Terrible. I cannot explain to you, like in the horror movie. You see the horror movie, you got afraid and you tell to yourself, okay, this is movie. But now this is not the movie. This is our real life. This is horror that we live for the last 1 week, almost 1 week. And you doesn't know if this horror will stop tonight or tomorrow or in 5 days.
The Coast Guard has evacuated more than 2,000 people, including many elderly residents from different parts of Evia since Tuesday, in dramatic sea rescues as the night sky turned an apocalyptic red. Greece has deployed the army to help battle the fires, and several countries, including France, Egypt, Switzerland, and Spain, have also sent help, including firefighting aircraft. Greece's Deputy Civil Protection Minister Nikos Hardalias says an international effort is underway.
The battles on the country's fire fronts, mainly in Evia, Attica, and some parts of the Peloponnese, continued all night by the combined forces of the fire service, the army, the Coast Guard, and the firefighters sent by a number of other countries who are helping in the enormous effort to save lives, property, and restrict damage done to the environment.
Mr. Hardalias said high winds are pushing the fire towards coastal areas.
The forces working in Evia are being constantly increased. We are dealing with two main fronts at a great distance from each other in north and south Evia. In north Evia, southeasterly wind gusts that can reach Fort Beaufort are driving the fire towards coastal villages. Grounded air forces are battling this front non-stop, and aircraft have begun dropping water since the first light of day.
The governor for central Greece, Athanas Spanos, said the situation in the north of the island has been very difficult for nearly a week. Those who fled Evia for the small port of Arkitsa, 150 kilometers northwest of Athens, described leaving catastrophic conditions behind.
The atmosphere was suffocating, although I was away from the fire. There was ash and smoke everywhere. It's very sad they didn't send help in the first days and left the island burning. It was unfair and many people have lost their property and their livelihoods.
Most of the residents, elderly people and women with children, came from areas spared from the fire. One of them says the smoke and high temperatures were unbearable nonetheless.
I was next to the area on fire and yet it was unbearable, dust and smoke everywhere. We had to be inside all the time with the children, the windows shut and the air conditioning on. It's so, so sad. My island was so, so beautiful and this enormous fire, it just kept growing and growing, becoming so huge, the biggest we've ever had.
The blaze currently is the most severe of dozens that broke out in Greece after the country's most protracted and intense heat wave in 3 decades. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.